All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Huayinj Shechlech from the Ntlikaumph Territory up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. And the subject's on family. And we have a huge family here today. And it's so awesome. Yeah, thank you guys for coming up all the way from California. We have my brother Tluk-tluk-bachen from Gwaishkana. We have Lily Kwakwilko, and she's from Gwaishkana also. And Nbubiishkin, my brother from Gwaishkana too. So, and we have our high-diving champion, Wegedesk.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, Eagle Nation, let's go. Yeah, we got a jam-packed studio today.
Yeah, and he's one of our superstar co-hosts always here. And Celia, come.
Celia, co-host number three.
Hello.
We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Hi,
Celia.
Everyone.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining us. And so we have a super wonderful show coming up. And first, we're going to play off a good energizer from Shepherd's Rain, and they're from New Zealand. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show. So let's go for that. Listen and enjoy, everyone. Oh, there we go. Thank you. we're back. That was Shepherd's Rain, Nafuna. That's the goddess of war from the Maori tribe. So wow. Pretty awesome, powerful song. So
yeah, and shout out to Hawaii, everybody that's going through this stuff now. Like, prayers to y'all.
Yeah, so we're going to start off with some big, deep breaths.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we're going to ask our brother Wegdesk to lead us through that.
Thank you so much, guys. Man. Yeah, these are three deep breaths for your body. Let's fill our lungs up with lots of good air. And especially on the exhale, just relax. Let everything go like somebody's pouring a bucket of cold water over your head. So let's relax our belly. We'll relax our jaw, our lips. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Yeah. And on this last one, extra in at the top. Let's go. And again. Yeah, that's pure. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Man, we really appreciate that. We love that, man. Yeah,
all day, every day. Like I say, you could be getting chased by a tiger or just won the lottery. A deep breath is going to help you either way and everything in between. So thank you all for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for leading us too, man.
That really helps me out when I'm at work. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm there. I get up every now and then, but sitting at my desk, got the radio playing, and then got to do three deep breaths, and that helps me out a lot.
Beautiful, bro. Thank you for your testimony. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I'm sure all our listeners are feeling the same way. So blessings. Yeah, I like to connect with everybody in the station, around the world.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We want to welcome all our guests from all over the world, from Australia, from Germany, from Africa, from China, Ukraine, Russia, England, Brazil, wherever you are right now. We're reaching out and sending you positive waves and welcome you to our journey of life and making this world a better place. And we're doing that together right now as we sit here together. So I really thank you guys.
Thanks,
and,
all.
Thank you, all you listeners out there listening. And one of these days, we'd really love to hear from all of you. Come on in and join us.
Yeah, we came in to join them, so anybody can come over.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long was the drive?
Drive took us 2 days. We just took our time. If we did it straight, it would have been 22 hours. Right. But we wanted to see the country this time. Last time we did it was at night, so we didn't really see that much, except going through the mountains. My brother was saying he drove. He was white knuckling it the last time, but this time we just took our time. Cool. When it started getting dark, we figured get a hotel room, just enjoy the country. So
that's a nice way to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad y'all arrived safe, and we bless your journey, and safe travels back too.
Yeah, thank you.
And also a big happy birthday to our brother Kitpu.
That's right, Kitpu. He's always with us here in the station. Yeah. Sometimes he calls in. He's 32, so he's starting another journey around the sun.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Lots of love to you, bro.
Lots of love from Eagle Nation, Universal Production Society, Free Voice. And all our listeners out there, happy birthday.
That's right. And happy birthday to everybody else out there, too, whenever your birthday comes around.
Yeah, we've got to celebrate life. So do any of you guys want to say hello to anybody out there? Grandpas, uncles, whatever.
Hello.
Who is that? Who's saying that?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Lily.
Yeah. And would you like to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to my friend Jacob.
Okay.
Cool.
And anybody else?
Say hi to some of the family that I haven't gotten to see. Week's gone by pretty quick, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just seemed like we got up here and we're going to be turning around pretty soon, so.
I know, we've been going on the go since you got here.
But almost, in a good way, though.
Yeah. That's the way we do it when we see family. We just get all riled up. We want to do everything. The time isn't there. But anyways, we really appreciate and thank you, Wegedesk, for joining us and leading us through our
breaths
and everything. And we know that you got to attend some family over there.
That's right.
Wish we could be there with you. But
blessings. So nice to see everybody and lots of love to all the listeners.
Yes,
enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
Okay.
So
thank
chill.
You so much. Yeah. And so we're going to carry on with our rest of our program here, get going. And we have another song coming up from my favorite niece in the whole world and favorite fan, and Lily Coquelco is her traditional name.
Yeah, stay cool, and
she,
people.
Yeah, and
yeah,
she,
stay cool.
She played, she wants us to have a song, and it's called We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Wow.
So we wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Yeah, stay cool. So,
yeah, stay cool and yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, cool.
Cool off.
Stay cool, everyone.
Yeah. Nice. So without further ado, we're going to play that song. So here goes. Enjoy, everyone. You guys cool down with all that Christmas music. We're back, and this is Free Voices on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we have our guests here all the way from California. They traveled up here, and but they're originally from the Ntlakapmuk peoples up in the Nicola Valley, and we were just listening to my brother Sluk Bakken, and he was telling us how he was enjoying the breaths that we do, and I guess some of the music too.
The breathing, I enjoy that because it's getting close to when I'm done at work, and Thursdays is my lawn day at work, so I get there at 7, and I sometimes leave about 7, so got the program on and do them 3 deep breaths, and gets me through the rest of the day. So
And Celia, you probably have some questions too.
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
For Lily?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lily.
I've heard so much about you, Lily. Yeah. You know, from Quench, and now, is this your first time up to Vancouver?
No, we've been up here for like a couple years. Like,
yeah, the last time we were up here was in summer of 2019.
Yeah.
We've been up here.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about being up here with family so far?
I had fun. Like, me and my Uncle Tuffy, we were playing on the Switch together, and we were just racing, and then Uncle Shinge played me too, and it was really fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What about the fishing?
Oh, yeah, the fishing was really fun. I caught a fish, like, a couple of times, but then it just, like, wiggled off the
sneaky
hook.
Little things.
Yeah. Next time I catch it, I'm going to make sure we eat it all together.
Oh, nice. Sharing it. That's lovely. That's great. Now, I hear that you do some kind of martial arts. Is that right? Because your uncle's been bragging, you know. Mm. Yeah. He's really proud of you.
Yeah, I do karate, and I'm going to be trying to go for my black belt soon.
Holy shikamoli. Wow. And how long have you been doing that?
5, almost 6 years.
Yeah. That's a big commitment, and it sounds like you're really moving forward in that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I also heard that you're doing cheerleading.
Yeah, I started cheerleading this year, and so there's this thing called All-American where you try out, and I made it, so we're going to go to Orlando, Florida for a parade.
Yeah, wow. For the Thanksgiving parade in Orlando in November.
No. So. Yeah, and like, is this the type of cheerleading where people get thrown way up in the air and stuff, or is it the crazy stuff?
It's going to be a middle school group, so okay. It's going to be less, like...
A little bit toned down?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, but there's pretty interesting things with cheerleading.
It's got gymnastics in it, too, right?
Yeah. It's got, like, back bends, cartwheels, throwing up, strength.
See, that throwing up kind of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And All-American, that's a big deal down there, too, right?
Yep. Yeah. If she was varsity, then we would have had the opportunity to either go to London, the UK, and to Florida twice.
Wow.
I think the UK was for, I think, a Christmas parade. And then Florida's one for American Thanksgiving, and I think it was the New Year's parade. So she had a chance for that. But because she's elementary, we're just going to be doing the Thanksgiving one. So.
Right. All in good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Yeah.
Have you been to Florida before?
No. We were planning to go on Thanksgiving, too, so we're already going to go, but this time it's for cheerleading instead.
That's awesome. Well, we really wish you luck in that, and it seems like you don't need it, but we wish it to you anyway, and hope you win the whole thing. And if we could see it, it'd be even awesome.
That's right. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Yeah. Please videotape some of it.
Well, we'll talk to NBC about that. So.
Make sure you get a good deal sign.
Yeah. And before we let you go, why did you pick We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
I just felt like everything is summer right now, so why not add a little Christmas to it, you know? Just like it's the opposite season right now, so... Make it funny.
Cool, man.
Christmas now.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of cooled down in here, so.
People cool down.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we'll get to on with our program, and we'll get to our other brother up in Kwaishkina, Shkwait Shachlach. And he chose a song for us from Korn featuring Skrillex, and the name of the song is called Get Up. So we're going to play that for you guys out there. You can listen to that, enjoy that, and we'll get to our next guest, which is Shkwait Shachlach. So enjoy this song, everyone, and bye for now.
Shut the fuck up!
Peace through pain is precious, especially when it's done by you. Aging is the boss inside, creeping up to come alive. It's just the way what it's gonna do. Times are looking grim these days, holding on to everything. It's hard to draw the line, and I'm hiding in this empty space, tortured by my memories of what I left behind.
We're back. That was Korn featuring Skrillex, Get Up. And sometimes we need some super strong language to get us going. And we have on the line my brother, Shkwait Shakhlach. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of a couple of years ago and the big flood of a couple of years ago also. And so he's a big inspiration to me and a lot of people all over the world. Just the way he survives and gets through all these afflictions, and just my biggest hero, I'd say. So, how are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, good, pretty good. Just, trying to stay cool up here.
Hmm. Are you blowing that smoke away that we got?
But otherwise, doing pretty good.
That's great. We have our other brothers with us here, too. We have Tluk Pachin, we have Nbubieshkin, and we also have Kukwilko, little Lily. So they're joining us in here right in the studio today.
That's very good.
Yep, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a subject today. It's on family. So we wouldn't mind hearing from you on that.
Most people in the world today, tend to think family is just blood, But I figure family is just a crazy bunch of people who love and care for each other, accept each other as who we are, Don't have to be always blood. Our husbands, our wives, people that we're really close to at work, or people, just in the neighborhood that we all just have the same ideals and beliefs. And we need family. We can't go without family. When we do, we end up having to take head meds or something like that because of depression and all sorts of things, you know. Just, you know, it'll even affect you physically, mm-hmm. you know. Get you ill and more susceptible to various diseases and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, family, you know, we're crazy.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Yeah. You need family. Yeah. You need somebody to wrestle around with.
Yeah.
If somebody gets cold, gives it to you, and then you pass it on, and then you all get better at the same time.
The sharing game.
Yeah, yeah. Sharing is caring.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That reminds me of our nephew, Fox. What was his? What's that again? In Tlakamch?
Who?
Fox, remember?
Oh, why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a good buffer to have around when all us brothers are hanging out, and it seems to be a family trait that we need. So he was doing a really good job with us in the last couple of days and being our buffer and keeping us from getting too crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah. It's pretty important that we have family, even though we're kind of crazy sometimes. It's just all works together when we can get as many of us together as we can do.
Yeah, and it's been very fun having our whole, you know, immediate family together.
Mm.
You know, we have all the rest of our family around us, but every now and then we need to get together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been quite a few years. Yeah, go ahead. And Booby,
well, like I see family as medicine sometimes, because there's times that you're hurt and you just show up, and if family's there, you don't even have to say anything. They just got to be in the same room with you. Mm-hmm. And then when you guys go your separate ways, you just feel much better. Like the rocks on your shoulder are gone and you're nice and relaxed. So I see family as medicine as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not blood, you know, even if it's just a friend that you consider family.
Mm-hmm.
You, like I tell my friends, you know, we can just hang out. We don't have to say one word. Like I used to go visit uncles. Mm-hmm. We'd sit there for hours and be like, okay, I'm going. Good visit. And we all
I love it.
We don't even have to say anything.
Yeah.
And it's
that
just
sense of being somebody there with you, and
it's like
family.
Medicine, and it heals you. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people think you have to be talking the whole time, and you don't really need to. You can just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go visit with some of my uncles, and we would just sit there.
Yeah.
And then we'll all get up and say, "Okay, bye, good visit," and we'll be all happy and smile.
Yeah.
And just feel much better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting point.
Just have a bad day and